So a few months ago, I was walking down the street on my road where I live, Hilton Prestwich, and I was coming home from school Friday night, minding my own business, and as I walked past a certain house on the way to my house, suddenly a light went on. An automatic light went on. It never happened before. The neighbour, one of the neighbours, a non-Jewish neighbour, had installed an automatic light outside the house, and when I walked past, it went on. Okay, these things happen. So, following week, I made sure to cross over the road, and I walked on the other side, but it didn't go off. Great, that was amazing. That carried on for a few weeks. A few weeks later, I was walking again home from school Friday night, and on the other side of the road, and another light suddenly went on. The non-Jewish neighbour on the other side had also installed, for some reason, directly opposite, also installed an automatic light, a nighttime light. So I thought, you know, I'm going to try and avoid both. So the following week, I walked down right down the middle of the road and trying, hopefully, not to turn on any of the lights. And I walked in right in the middle, and as you can imagine, both of them went on. So I was, you know, I was caught out. What do I do? So the shaida was, so now in future, knowing that wherever I go on the road, I'm going to turn the light on, do I need to go all the way around? It's not that far, 3-4 minutes extra. But do I need, am I mechuyav every Friday night to walk all the way around to my house the other way? Or I can just walk down the street. And these are very common shaylas which come up a lot. And I'm sure you've had the shaylas before and discussed the shaylas. But the truth is, we don't always realize how common they are. And they come in various different, manifest in various different ways. And also, there are colors that people also don't know about. And I want to talk through a little bit, talk through the sugya a little bit, and we'll see there are colours. It's not all blanket asa. Hopefully, we'll help come up with some chiddushim as well. So, just to throw out a couple of extra shaylas, this shayla of an outdoor light, an automatic light, does it make a difference if it's in the night? Sometimes they're dusk to dawn sensors, they only come on in the night. Some of them come on all day. They whenever you walk past them, they come on even in the middle of the day. Does it make a difference if it's in the night? Or if it's during the day. Shaila number three. This happened to me, Baruch Hashem, it wasn't on Shabbos, but a couple of years ago I went to a holiday house in the winter holidays. I went for a few days during the week. And when we got there, we realized all the main lights, not only every single light, but all the hall lights and I think the kitchen light, were automatic. Again, automatic light. No light switches, automatic. And this is more and more common these days. So I was grateful that it wasn't on Shabbos, but I was wondering what would happen if you come to a holiday house. You arrive, as sometimes we do, 2 hours before Shabbos, and there's a frenzy, we're getting everything ready, and you realize that all the lights in the house, or the main lights in the house, are automatic. What are you going to do? You can't move around in the house, you can't walk, what do you do? And it's a big shaila, actually. Just before the show, I was talking to someone told me he had it this year. It wasn't the dining room and the kitchen was not automatic, but a few of the lights were automatic. And before Shabbos, he spent time putting foil up and covering them and different things to try and cover the sensors. So Shabbos, do you have to do that? What if you can't do that? What if it's not possible? What's the answer? Is there an answer? So. Another shaila is also quite common is if you, let's say you're going to visit someone in a hospital or other public places, and you walk into a toilet, and often the toilet's got no windows, and the light goes on. And also these days become more, other shailas also, the flushing of the toilet that has, it's the automatic, you walk some toilets, you walk in, you don't press anything. The taps are automatic, the flush is automatic, everything's automatic, the lights. So, the way it works is when you walk away from the toilet, then it automatically flushes. So what do I do? Am I stuck? Am I stuck in the toilet? I can't walk away. I can't walk out. Can I go in? Not a shayla. And the final shayla I want to discuss is opening electric doors. So as we know, let's say again, you go visit someone in the hospital. So normally we wait for a goy to the electric doors. You wait for a goy, and then you run in after him. So generally the accepted practice, although that also is a shayla in and of itself, but that's generally the accepted practice. What happens if a goy sees you standing there waiting, and he goes and he opens the door for you? Can you now go in? He's open, he's done a malacha for you. Normally you can't benefit from a malacha of a goy. So And the similar thing would be if you're walking by a, you want to cross the road and he presses the traffic lights for you. So these days, Baruch Hashem, in Manchester, we have now a nice, we have a chesed traffic lights which they automatically go, well, they impress which of these we have. I think down there in London Street, I think it's also automatic on Shabbos. Yeah, so we don't have that problem, but obviously there are many which are not like that. So what if a guy presses it for you, you're allowed to go across the street. He's done it off for you. Okay, so the main shaila here is Dovah She'im is coming, you're not intending, when you walk past the light, even when it's dark and the light, it's automatic, the light comes on, it's a Dovah She'im is coming, you're not intending to turn the light on. It just happens by itself, right? That wasn't my intention when I walk in the room. Do I want the light on? Do I not want the light on? That's going to be a big shaila over here. And that's if... So if you walk into a room, it's Dovah She'im is coming, you're not intending to do it. However, as we know, that's called a psik reisha, something which is definitely going to happen. If you do a malacha, even if you don't intend to do the malacha, it's called a psik reisha, it's definitely going to happen, and that's awesome. The shaila is it a psik reisha to loy michale? I don't want it to happen. That's a bit more kolodik. Still, we pass the tzasa, but it's more kolodik. Or is it a psik reisha to michale that I want it, and therefore that's much more problematic. So the regular case of psik reisha to loy michale is either you have... there's different cases are brought down. Either you have the classic cases are you drag a bench across the garden or across, and it makes a charitz. So I'm not intending to do the malacha, but I'm directly doing the malacha. That is a direct malacha, even though I'm not intending to do it. Dovah She'im is coming. Psik reisha is definitely going to happen, right? Or you wash your hands over the garden. Yeah, I'm not intending to make the grass grow. Definitely not my intention, but this psik reisha is going to happen because I'm pouring the water there anyway. Here, it's a little bit different, it's a little bit better, it's not as bad, because it's indirect. I'm not going and turning the light on or anything, I'm not doing the report. I'm walking along and the sensor comes on automatically. Even, let's say, you're opening the fridge, yeah? If you have the light in the fridge, you can't open the fridge if the light comes on. I'm not directly, some say you are directly, it's like turning on the switch, but pashtus, you're not directly turning the switch on, you're not directly doing the malacha. You're doing one thing, and indirectly something else happens, especially if it's an automatic sensor, it's more indirect. So, the poskim, there's a big tournament in the poskim, and lots of shitters back and forth. Rav Padva's famously said, with General Gusmakel, and we'll see, I want to go through the different poskim, but they try and bring riyas from the Shulchan Aruch, from the Mishnah Berurah, but obviously the Mishnah Berurah's days was before electric lights, so automatic lights, so therefore there's no clear right. But let's see if we can bring any right. So one of the rights that are brought in from the Shulchan Aruch is a Mishnah Berurah in Siman Reish Ein Zayin, Sif Beis. So the Shulchan Aruch says as follows: Osalith Toyach Hadeles, Kneged Hamaduri, you'll also open a door opposite a fire which is burning. Which a fire meaning a fireplace, one that you want to be burning. Shehi kroy b'ksas hadelas, or even shomer neruach mitzuya. Okay, so that you're not allowed to open the door there. So says the Mishnah Berurah, connect the door. Why? What's the problem? I'm opening the door. Why can't I open the door? Mipnei sharuach hamanashe goyim lahavir hamaduri yosef. When I open the door, the wind that comes in causes the fire to increase. But avol bishein mechavim azay. It's not mechavim. Nikol makoy. Psik reisha, it's a psik reisha, and it's awesome. So some say they want to bring a rifle, even though, so here again, it's not direct. It's not like you're dragging a bench across the earth. You're not directly doing the malach. I'm opening the door, and therefore I'm goring, I'm causing the fire to increase in its heat. So some want to bring a rifle from here, that it's the same thing as automatic light. You walk past an automatic light, it automatically goes on, you're not mechaber, but it's psik reisha, and therefore it's awesome. And there are those who want to bring this as a rifle. The truth is, though, it is, if you think carefully, it is a bit different. Because over here, you're opening the door, you're doing a pu'ula, you're doing a maisa, a bit like opening the fridge. You open the fridge and the light goes on. Here, you're opening the door and the fire is stronger. When I'm walking along, I'm not doing any maisa. I'm walking along. I'm literally just walking. I'm not doing any maisa, I'm not doing any pu'ula. So it is a bit better. China, is that enough to say that it's mutter or not? That's the China. So, just on a slight tangent, not really a tangent, a slight tangent, there's the they want to bring a rag from here, or something which is very similar, is something which is becoming more and more common in the UK these days, due to global warming or whatnot, is air conditioning. We're getting hotter summers now, which is great, but also we're not really equipped for the hot summer. So people are putting stuff to put air conditioning in their houses. So what happens if it's a nice hot day, and you walk in, the air conditioning is on, you walk in, the hot air coming from outside could potentially cause the air conditioning to, if it's not on, but it's on a thermostat, if you open the door, the hot air from opening the door could potentially cause the air conditioning to come on. So someone will bring a rag from here that it's also on. Okay, but Lemaisa, most places come on Maple. So first of all, you have Rav Eliashiv says his motto, because it's Shulei Kederach. That's not the normal way you put the air conditioning on. You don't cause the air conditioning on by putting extra heat into the room. The air conditioning comes on when there's a thermostat, and the thermostat tells the air conditioning, so Rav Eliashiv calls that Shulei Kederach. That's not the normal way, that's motto. Rav Nissen Karelitz says a bit differently. He says that it depends. If, when you open the door, you're going to cause the mazgan to come on straight away, so that's like more direct, then it's awesome. If it's not going to come on direct and straight away, then, you know, after a few minutes, then there are other things which could cause it to come on, and you know, other heat from other sources, so therefore it's not so. So I was thinking maybe, I don't know, this is just my own thing, but maybe that you could say that a chilek between Eretz Yisrael and here. And I think in Manchester, in England, generally the heat doesn't get that hot that you open the door, it's going to turn it on straight away. Pash, it's not. In Eretz Yisrael could be more of a shaila. You know, when it gets really hot in Eretz Yisrael, you know, especially in like the hotter cities, Bnei Brak, Tel Aviv, it's like a thick heat. You open the door and it hits you as you come in. Maybe that will take and turn it on straight away. So I don't know, it could be there's a difference there. But I'll go on the most places in Matir to open the door with a mazgan.
Some hotels have the mazgan on. If you open the door, the patio door, yeah, the mazgan will go off. When you close it, it will go on again. And you let
your wife go off.
The air conditioning will go off and on when you open the door.
I mean, because to save electricity or whatever?
Yeah.
Interesting. Okay. I mean, it's got a sensor specifically there.
Yeah.
What have you got? Okay, so that could be a shot. That could be a shot. Yeah. Okay. It's like opening a fridge. That you're opening the door and it's going off. It's like a direct sensor.
That's when you got time.
Yeah. That could be a shot. Okay. So coming back to our shot. So based on this, some people say that it's a psik ratio, and then therefore psik ratio is osa, even if whether it's nichalei or not nichalei. Whether it's by day, whether it's by night, if you're using this Mishnah Berurah to compare automatic lights and saying that it doesn't matter, it's not a direct light, so it doesn't matter. Like Mishnah Berurah says, here's a separation, even though it's a grommet, you caught it. So therefore, according to that, our shadows before will be a problem. That means you walk down the street, even during the day, doesn't matter, even though I don't want the light and it's nice and bright, it doesn't matter. Psik ratio de lo nichalei is still awesome, and therefore would not be allowed to walk down the street with if you know that there's a light there. You'd have to go around, and all the other shilas would be a problem. And some are machme, unless you've got a really, you know, pressing need to pass by. But generally, according to that opinion, it would take a also. And there are some places that would take on like that. Then it's also to go in front of, if you know that there's an electrical light there, you can't go past, even in the day. However, the overwhelming view seems to be, generally, the person can take on, like Rav Vosna and Rav Eliashiv, and they are chaylok, and they find it sad heter. What's the heter? I had a psik ratio. So well, how do they get around it? So they say as following. Although you're right, it's a psik ratio, and it doesn't matter necessarily if it's nichalei or not nichalei, it's a psik ratio. However, they say that you can't consider walking along the street a maisa, a melacha, and definitely not a meleches machsheves. And the Rav Ozner is the one who says it most strongly. He says if you walk down the street going along your own way, you can't consider that a meleches machsheves. It's not called a melacha. The fact that you know, and it's definitely going to happen, the light's going to be turning on, that doesn't matter. I'm not doing anything beyond my normal walking. That's not. I'm not doing any type of maisa or ula. And therefore, as long as I don't benefit from it, and as long as I don't intend for it to come on, then says Rav Ozner, and Rav Eliashiv also says, you can walk down the street, that's fine, it doesn't matter if you're going to turn on the sensor. You do not have to go round, you can walk down, a light goes on, you know the light's going to go on, doesn't matter, nothing to do with me. It's not an upshot, it is a psik ratio, but it's not a malacha. It's not a malach, it's a machshavas. That's not called a malach.
So what about in a flat? You've got to live in a flat, block of flats, and the lights come out on.
Yeah, we'll get to that in a minute. Yeah, okay. So according to that, so based on that, I generally do walk down my street. I don't go all the way around. I walk down, even though I know the lights are going to go on, but that's okay. For me, we'll come in a minute, but if you have, the thing with my street is there are street lights, okay? So I don't need the light. It's an extra light. I don't need it. I'd be quite happy without it on. Perfectly well lit. That's not a problem. The problem is going to be when it comes when it's in dark places. If you have a dark place, then even Rav Eliashiv Rav Ozner's heter is not going to work, because their whole heter is based on the fact that you're not benefiting from it. If you are benefiting from it and you want it, then it's a much more serious shayla.
For a blind person, it'd be much easier then.
Oh, so some say if you close your eyes and you don't benefit from that, that's an eter. That is brought down. When you tell the person you want to say, just close your eyes and you're not benefiting from it. Not always practical. Yeah, as you can imagine. But if you can close your eyes, then it does make it easier. Because then again, it's lo michle, I don't want it. I'm not benefiting from it. So what happens if you have sort of dark place? So various examples. So either a badly lit area, if you go to out and not in the city, a rural area on holiday or other places where it's not well lit and you can't really see where you're going without the light, then that's a problem. If you go into, like we said before, into a toilet, which is an automatic light, then that could be a problem because generally these toilets do not have windows and therefore it's pitch black, you need the lights on. If you go to a holiday house and it's nighttime and you're in the dining room, you need the light. You can't see what you're doing properly. You're definitely benefiting significantly from the light. So what do you do in a holiday house? And then we have a couple of blocks of flats. Also, someone told me again this morning, I was talking to someone else just before the show, and he told me that his brother-in-law in Switzerland, he had a problem that the stairwell was pitch black and the automatic lights. He was 5 floors up. So in the end, he just didn't go out at all over Shabbos. Even during the day, with no light, no windows there, so it was pitch black. So he stayed in his house. And how can the place bring down? At some point, can bring down. If you can't get, if it's a problem, you should not leave your house over Shabbos. So, which is we could say quite common, but it depends. If there's taka a shayla, but there is a potentially there could be, then
is that proper? Cloud is light proper?
So there's also makes a difference what type of light it is. So if you do incandescent, I think it's called the light with the filament. Now we can call the old-fashioned lights, maybe, but the traditional light bulbs with the filament, that's more of a shine, because that flashes is a shine of mafet. The LED lights, which are much more common these days, especially with automatic lights, generally they were LED, is much more colorific, and flashes, there's no isodirizer there. So with the drabonon already, psikration drabonon, is easier to be makel with other tsarifim, there are ways to be makel. So already with LED lights these days, you can be a bit more makeable.
If you walk backwards, we should always.
Yeah, like exactly. Yeah. So the person wants to say, if you walk backwards or you crawl, so we'll see. That could be an eater in our thing. So before we get to those eaters, I had a friend. It's going back a few years. This. He wasn't living in the area. He was for a period of time living out of the area, and he was in a block of flats. There no other yidden in the block of flats, and in the lobby area there was an automatic light. So every time he came in, it would go on. So he wasn't sure. In order to get to his flat, he had to go through the lobby area of the flat of the block of flats. He went to the owner, he asked him, "Can you during the week can you take out the light?" Not happening. No way. Not a chance. So he wasn't sure what to do. How did he get to his flat? How did he get out for davening? It wasn't a holiday. He lived there. So he had an idea. So something else called a sofik psik ratio. Now that means if something's not definitely going to happen, then it's not psik ratio. Psik ratio means it's definitely going to happen. If it's not definitely going to happen, it's not psik ratio. Now sofik psik ratio is a bit different. Sofik psik ratio means that it might not happen, but not because it might not be there. So I'll give you an example. The Shulchan Aruch brings, if you close the door of a house and you're not sure if there's an animal inside, trapped inside, like a deer, we're talking trapping a deer. So you close the door, you're not sure if it's inside. If it is, then it's a situation, it's definitely there. If it's of tzot, of trapping. If it's not there, then it's okay. So that's all. So it's not pshat, it might not trap it. It definitely will trap it if it's there. So that's for the sophic procedure. It's different to it's still a sophic procedure. That's machlekes taz rabbi kiva eger, whether or not that's mutter. Generally, we try to be machmer, unless we have other tzurifim to be making as well. So you have a sophic procedure. So once it's a sophic procedure, it's a lot easier to be making. I'll give you another example, interesting, I saw yesterday. Shlomo Zalman says, by a fridge, if, you know, you let's say you forgot to put the tape up, as unfortunately does happen, quite common, you forget to tape up the light on the fridge, so that means you can't get any of the food. Yeah, what do you do? So it's like a big shy, it's like a big problem. If you don't tape it up before Shabbos, you might have a problem getting into your fridge on Shabbos. Says from Shlomo Zalman, if you're not sure, then don't ask anyone. If someone might have done it, one of the kids did it, your wife did it, and you don't know, then it's a sophic procedure. So maybe it is, maybe it's taped up, maybe it's not, I don't know. So therefore, says Rav Shlomo Zalman, because it's a mokim tzar, you need your food, and it's a mokim tzoref, Rav Shlomo Zalman says you can be bakel, you can open the fridge, even though you don't know if anyone's taped it up, because they might have. And if they have, then it's a sophic procedure.
What do you do once
it's open? Once it's open, then
you leave it open.
Leave it open, or slightly ajar. Yeah, I had it this year, I did tape it up, and the tape came off on Shabbos. I didn't tape it up strongly enough, so I let it close. It was already open, so I let it close, almost all the way, but I left it open slightly, so then that's... So back to my friend Shani. So what he did was as follows. So during the week, on a Wednesday night, 11:30, it was during the day, it wasn't a problem, but during the night, he came to the lobby area of the flat, and it was pitch black. What does he do? So this is what he did. He came Wednesday night, 11:30 at night, and he started creeping round the corner, the edge of the room. He was testing to see whether it would go off. Maybe sometimes it wouldn't pick him up. If he went around right in the corner, very slowly, maybe. And once you know that it's possible that it doesn't go off, doesn't always go off, then you've got a sophic procedure, either an optic ratio at all, or it's a sophic procedure ratio, and therefore it's much more makeable. So that's what he was doing. So he was crouching around the slide, 11:30, pitch black at night, crouching around there, and suddenly somebody walks in, a guy walks into the lobby area, the light goes on, and he sees this guy crouching in the corner, and he jumped out of his skin. Anyway, that's a separate story. But the point, I don't remember exactly how it worked in the end, if he did manage, he didn't manage, but I'll point him, that's another way. If you're not sure, if it's possible that it won't go on, then, again, that will be a heter.
The sit ratio, does it have to be 100%? Or can it be 99%? 99% is... maybe the light bulb is broken. So there is 1% chance that when you...
Yeah, I don't know how far you can take it. I think you have to assume that the light bulb is going to work. You've got a chazaka that it works. So Pasha's going to... I don't even rely on that. But it's got to be a realistic sophic. That you know, someone might have taped it up. That's very possible. The fact that the light might not work, 1% chance, I don't think you can rely on that. I don't know exactly the percentage is, but it's got to be a realistic sophic. Okay? Okay, so... yeah. So again, so if you have a sophic procedure, it's okay. If we're talking about LED lights, which is anyone with drabonim pashtus, people that has nish, you might have a problem because he says electricity is boiner. Without getting into that, most places don't learn like that. So if you've got LED lights, pashtus drabonim. Anyway, situation then if as long as it's not pitch black, then if you come in, someone mentioned before with a shinoi, if you come backwards, walk backwards, or you crouch. So if you, let's say you're in a holiday house and you want to walk through the hallway is automatic lights. So maybe it would be to crawl through the hallway, you know, or walk backwards. Being given to do funny things sometimes. That's just the way it is.
In the case of your friend with the flat,
yeah.
Would he be able to walk in backwards?
So again, it depends. If it's an LED light, then yeah, if he does it with a shinoi, then it's a schluss to schluss on a... because it's LED and it's drabonon and it's shinoi, sigresha, again, but even if it's nichele, possibly, especially if he closes his eyes as well.
Yeah.
So these are all very, then it's no nichele. These are all very serious eyes. But going back to the toilet a second, the toilet, when you're walking in, is going to be more of an issue. Because often when you open the door, that turns the light on. It's like opening a fridge. So going in is a problem. Once you walk into the toilet, you're already in there, right? So can you go out? So that's much easier, because first of all, distinguishing is better than extinguishing is better than lighting. It's easier because there's blockchain to the buffer. But even without that, when you're already in the toilet and the light's on, then when I walk out, again, we've got Rav Osner's heter, I'm just doing my own thing. I'm walking out of the toilet. I'm not doing anything specific. I'm not doing a mice. I'm just walking out of the toilet. And then with the flush as well. I'm not doing anything. I'm walking away from the flush. The fact that it flushes, well, as far as I'm concerned, it doesn't have to flush. It can stay as it is. The light can stay on forever. I don't care. Right? So it's Sikresha, the Loibichale, and it's not, even more than that, it's Loibichale, I'm not benefiting, I'm not intending, and I'm not even doing the malach, I'm just walking out. So if you're already in a toilet, and then you're walking out, it's much easier. Also, in Sarakot, but that Brios, it's easier.
You can't wash your hands then?
So washing hands would be a problem, yeah. Washing hands, you wouldn't be able to do that. You have to find a normal tap.
Drying your hands as well. Drying your hands as well, it goes on.
Yeah, drying hands also, yeah. So the final shayla I wanted to discuss before we finish is the shayla of electric doors. I wanted to come back to that. So it's very interesting. This is a chiddush to me. Ramoshi Shdambach in Chubas Vanogas, he brings down the shayla of opening electric doors. So normally you follow another guy. What happens if a guy opens a door for you? Another story with another friend who also another block of flats. There was an electric thing, and a guy opened the electric magnetic thing for him to get out of the door. But he didn't want to go because the guy is very from lot of a guy. So is he allowed to leave? So at the time he didn't go, but it turns out Kutlo Mishdamach. Anyway, it's not so wide. So he brings a Mishnah Bura in Shin Zayin, Sif Katzin Yudalad. So the talking about bringing letters from outside the Tchum Shulchan Aruch. Again, I'm not going into now whether, you know, Amazon parcels, I'm going to do that another time, but bringing Pashas, the Shulchan Aruch says to read an Egeris HaShulcha, a letter sent, in Eino Yideh Ma'akosu Bo, Amot of Leigur B'Fif Ali Ayin Bo, he shouldn't touch it. So, Mishnah Berurah says, Mutter, so where are we? Tov L'Zor, he shouldn't touch it. Rather what? Eli if techeno ha'ena yehudi, the guy should open it, and he can read it. And why? It says Mishnah Berurah, kivin she'ena ne'er ne'migufa marsha malacha. So a guy can open the letter and read it to me, or I can read the letter as long as he opens it, because I'm not ne'er from the gufa malacha. So even though the guy has done a malacha for me, it doesn't matter because I'm not ne'er from the tearing. I'm reading the letter. That's not the gufa malacha. So it says in Moshe Shtambuch, he brings a raya from there that it's if a guy opens an electric door specifically for you, not for himself, it opens it for you, whether he presses the button for you to go out, or he opens the electric doors for you, or he presses the button on the pedestrian crossing, and he does it specifically for you, you're allowed to benefit, you're allowed to, it's okay to then cross the road or go through the doors, because you're not benefiting from the actual malacha. The malacha was pressing the button. And I'm walking across the road. That's not direct benefit. I'm walking across the road. That's totally different. Not connected. It's not nearly good for my life.
Same for a lift.
Same for a lift. Yeah. Same for a lift. He pressed the lift. The fact now the lift is here. I'm going in. That's not from the benefiting from the thing. Yeah. Even someone driving the car. If they stop for you to cross the road. Then again, if they've done a malacha, but I'm not benefiting from him stopping the car. I'm now benefiting. I'm just walking across the road. That's from Moshe Shdambach's Chiddush. I didn't realize that. So, Taka, if a guy does something for you and you're not benefiting from the Guf HaMalacha, then the post can take on Ramosha and others also that attack a mutter.
So, the Guf HaMalacha is the lift. You are going up.
But yeah, but the Malacha was pressing the button, the electricity. But I'm not benefiting from that. That Malacha I'm not benefiting from. This is the same thing. Be going up in the lift, it's something else. Whether a lift here, you're allowed to go in a lift, Bechlal, that's a separate child. But,
in Israel, you cross it. You wait to cross the road. In stomach, where a yid, unfortunately, is driving.
Yeah.
He or she. Stops.
So with a yid, so Moshe speaks about a yid. A yid is mechal Shabbos, and he's got to say that even a yid he could be a tzmuta, but that's more problematic. Yeah. He's got a shy about that, whether or not that will be okay. Because again, it's not nenem because of malacha. So the fact that it's a yid, but I'm still not the actual malacha. So he's got a shabbat, it's a shayla there. So just to summarize, so walking down, setting off electric sensors is, pashtus, it's okay, especially going with Rav Osner and Rav Eliashiv, it's okay. If you can avoid it, of course, it's better to lechatchila, you should try and avoid it, even if it's easy. If you have to circumvent around, you know, particularly if it's a long way around, you don't need to. But that's all during the day. During the night, or should I say when it's dark, that's more of a problem. And we said the wrong way is rounded, whether you do a shinoi. But that is more problematic, and therefore it's complicated. The shadow should be asked. If it's an LED lamp, we said it's again, it's more makel. And an electric doors, we said, if as long as you're not directly near benefiting from the Gufa Malacha, then there is a color there to be makel.